Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at lumbar disc herniation and multifidus muscle fatigue. And finally, a story about scoliosis and small spinal curves. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Igloe. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 550, recorded May 20th. 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email, or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Igloe, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The aim of a study recently published in the European Spine Journal were to assess lumbar multifidus fatigue and transversus abdominis activation in individuals with lumbar disc herniation associated with low back pain. 60 individuals were divided into the lumbar herniation and a control groups. Fatigue of the lumbar multifidus muscle was assessed using surface electromyography during the Sorensen effort test and activation of the transversus abdominis activation with a pressure biofeedback unit. Pain intensity was determined using a visual analog scale in the McGill Pain Questionnaire, the Oswestry Disability Questionnaire, and the Borg Scale for Self-Evaluating Exertion were used to assess functional disability. The study concluded that individuals with lumbar disc herniation associated with low back pain have increased fatigue of the lumbar multifidus muscle and decreased activation of the transversus abdominis area when compared to the control group. Surf to our show notes for links. The aim of a study published in the journal Spine was to identify whether there is any hidden burden of disease associated with smaller spinal curves. Adolescent idiopathic scoliosis is present in 3-5% of the general population. Large curves are associated with increased pain and reduced quality of life. However, no information is available on the impact of smaller curves, many of which do not reach secondary care. The Avalon Longitudinal Study of Patients and Children, the ALSPAC, recruited over 14,000 pregnant women from the Bristol area of southwest England between the years 1991 to 1992 and has followed up their offspring regularly. Full data were available for 3,184 participants. The study concluded that results highlight that small scoliotic curves may be less benign than previously thought. Teenagers with small curves may not present to secondary care, but are nonetheless reporting increased pain, more days off school, and avoidance of activities. These data suggest that practitioners should reconsider current scoliosis screening and treatment practices. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Earl Nightingale. We can let circumstances rule us, or we can take charge and rule our lives from within. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.